Unit 7, page 70, reading, exercise 3.
My prisoner, my friend, my president, and my father. In 1978, Christo Brand joined the prison service. He was an 18-year-old white South African boy who had grown up on a farm. Now, he was being sent to work as a warden in the famous prison on Robben Island. There, he was told he was going to work with the biggest criminals in South African history, including political prisoners. Brand didn't know very much about politics. He just knew that he was going to work with some dangerous people. And then he met prisoner 46664, a quiet 60-year-old black man who started to talk to Brand and ask him questions. Questions about his family, his education, his plans for the future. Prisoner 46664 was Nelson Mandela, who would one day become the first black president of South Africa. There was no color barrier between us, said Brand, who later worked as a guide showing tourists around Robben Island. Like me, Mandela came from a farm. We understood that we shared the same sky and the same air. The two men got along well and became really close, although this wasn't allowed by the prison authorities. They had to keep their friendship secret, and their conversations had to be short. Brand found that Mandela was a warm and thoughtful person, even a little shy sometimes. Mandela was also a generous man, and he never forgot his friend. When he became president, he got Brand a job. One day, at a meeting of important politicians, Brand was in the room and was putting documents on the table. When Mandela came in, he saw Brand, went to him, and hugged him. Mandela looked at all the people in the room and said, "This person was my warden. This person was my friend." Brand says that he felt very proud at that moment. Nelson Mandela died in December of 2013 at age 95. Like so many people around the world, Brand was very sad when he heard the news. He said at the time, "Mandela was my prisoner, my friend, my president, and my father."